Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, 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 Life Transformation Radio listeners. I am your host, speaker, author, master resilience trainer, Sean Douglas, and boy, do I have an episode for you today. We are going to live to win with Tom Ziegler today. Tom, are you here?
I'm here. It's great to be here, Sean.
I cannot thank you enough. I've been raving about the Ziegler team and what you guys do, and I've been on so many webinars with you guys and like Howard Partridge and man, you have a magnificent team over there at the Ziegler headquarters, man. You guys are killing it. You guys are rocking it.
Yeah, we're very, very blessed. You can usually tell the intelligence of a leader by the intelligence of the team, and our team rocks.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd agree with that. So a little bit about Tom. Tom Ziegler has had the rare privilege of spending his entire life surrounded by world-class leaders, innovators, and motivators. Family dinner included the presence of the world's top motivator, his father, Zig Ziegler. As a result, Tom's arsenal of experience and information is unparalleled. As CEO of Ziegler Incorporated, Tom Ziegler carries on the Ziegler philosophy. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. Tom Ziegler was a key collaborator on his father's 30th book, Born to Win. The Born to Win philosophy is both profoundly simple and simply profound. You must plan to win and prepare to win. Then and only then can you expect to win. Tom's greatest business triumphs are the result of bringing people to this elementary realization. You are born to win. So go ahead and live to win. You can have a life of success and significance, and you can leave a legacy that will ripple through eternity. Tom speaks around the world to billion-dollar companies, small business owners, and prestigious academic institutions, including Cambridge and Harvard. Tom's favorite topics are leadership, business, and performance. His unique education, life experience, and innate gifts perfectly position Tom to serve top executives. His ability to hone in on the crux of a business issue and provide premium level coaching allows his clients to take their business further than they've ever dreamed possible. The Ziegler brand is more relevant today than ever. Ziegler has exceeded 4 million likes on Facebook, and the Ziegler Show has become one of the top ranked business podcasts. With Tom's innovation, Ziegler has become the go-to resource. Dude, like I said, man, you guys are killing it. That is amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing what happens when you have a founder and a father like Zig Ziglar. We estimate that he reached 250 million people in his life, and that legacy lives on. I mean, if you go on the internet and search Zig Ziglar, it's just millions and millions of hits that come up. So we're just really, really blessed.
That is incredible. 250 million people. I mean, he's been doing it a while, though. I mean, I've watched clips from, 90s, late 90s, 2000s. I think one of my friends was telling me that he actually has I don't remember what it's called, but it was a cassette tape of one of his performances that he did in front of a live audience from like way early in the 90s. So.
Well, he was, you know, the book Seat to Top came out in the early 70s, and he was like probably one of the top, if not the top speaker from the middle 70s all the way until about 2010 when he started slowing down a little bit. So that's a long, long time on stage.
That is a lot. That is a lot of people influenced. So I got to ask you, why did you decide to do what you do now? Why are you doing it? Got to know.
Well, here's the early story. The early days, I went to college and I was playing golf in college, and I thought I was going to be a professional golfer. In fact, I started working at the company pretty much to support my golf habit, and traveled around the country, played in a lot of big tournaments, and had an injury, realized that the people on tour were really, really good. And I moved up into the company, and I guess I was about 26, 27 years old. And I went to a program that Dad was doing. He was speaking for Amway. And there was about, it was a small one. There was about 30,000 people there in a huge arena. I say that tongue in cheek. The size audience that Dad spoke to was amazing. So here's the scenario, and I love this scenario. Dad was going to be the surprise guest. So you got 30,000 people. They empty out the basketball arena, huge basketball, arena. And they empty this thing out. And then we set up our product tables around the edges at the back of the arena. So this is, books and cassette tapes and VHS. And we have about 20 tables worth of product there that handle this huge crowd. And we put tablecloths over it. And the reason we did that is Dad was a surprise guest. So when the 30,000 people ran in to get a seat, we didn't want them to know that Zig was coming. So the first guy that runs by looks over, and the tablecloth had come up a little bit, and he saw a picture of Dad. And he says, "Hey, is Zig Ziglar going to be here tonight?" Because their tradition was to always have a super surprise guest. And I looked him in the eye, and I put my finger up to my lips, and I said, "Shh, don't tell anybody." So I put the tablecloth down. He comes up to me, and he goes, "Is Mr. Ziglar going to be signing books?" And I said, "Yeah, he'll be signing books." And he says, "Well, where is he going to sign them?" And I said, "Well, right down there at the end. But nobody knows he's coming. He's not scheduled to go on until midnight. It's only 6 o'clock. And Amway always runs late. So they're probably won't even be in line until 1 o'clock in the morning." And the guy says, "I don't care." And he goes and gets in line. So here's a guy who's going to stand in a line that doesn't exist yet for 7 hours.
Gee.
And so I'm thinking, I'm 27. I'm thinking, what's this about? This isn't going to last long. Well, about over an hour, maybe 2 hours later, he's still there. So I go over to him and I say, "Okay, what's your story?" Because nobody does that, right? And he looks at me, and I start hearing his accent, and he's from Central America. He's got a little bit of a broken English accent, and he says, "Well, your dad changed my life." And I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "I moved here from Central America and to make a better life for my family. So I moved to Chicago. I moved in with my brother. And after I'd been here for 3 weeks, my brother, I went to him and I said, 'Hey, I think I should learn English. It's going to give me a better chance for success.'" And he said, "My brother handed me the book, See You at the Top. And my brother told me, translate this book from English into Spanish and back again. And in the process, you'll learn English and it will change your life." Hmm. So now this guy starts crying, and he talks about how he was on the verge of divorce, how he was an alcoholic, and how this book and doing that translation and learning the book saved his marriage, saved his life, and now he was living the American dream. And that changed
me.
That changed me, because no longer were we in the book and tape business. I was now in the life-changing business. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got, that's how my whole world shifted. Wait a second. What we do matters, and lives are changed.
That's what it's all about, changing lives. Man,
yeah,
that's an incredible story. Thank you for sharing that. Wow. So I like how you were saying it. The one that stuck out to me was you were like, "Yeah, small event, 30,000 people. You know, just, I'm like, what? A small event to me, just starting out in the speaking business, is like, you know, 25, 30 people, 40 people, you know. You're like,
yeah.
You know, 30,000 people. That's incredible. In an arena, that's, yeah, my two dreams are an arena speech and a TED speech, like on a TED stage. That's my two speaking dreams. And what changed me when I was first getting in, and I had always saw the quotes, you know, on Facebook or on videos. I mean, you hear about it. I've seen the books. But what really did it for me and made me want to follow you guys a lot closer was the two quotes where, you know, if you help enough people get what you want or get what they want, you'll get what you want. I'm like, okay, I can see that. But that the other thing was like, you know, was the literally you're born to win. Like it's a mindset. It's a success mindset. And when you live that mindset, that's when amazing things happen. And so when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I need. Because some people believe that they are not good enough. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell me, who was Tom Ziegler before that moment? Like maybe even, I mean, like growing up, you know, as Zig's son, you know, I got to think that he would parent you in quotes. You know what I mean? Like he'd rang off one of his infamous quotes. You know what I mean? And that's how he would parent, right? But who was Tom Ziegler prior to that moment?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, first off, as good as Dad was on stage, he was an even better parent. I had every advantage.
Awesome.
When he had the opportunity to speak at incredible places or meet incredible people, so often I got to go with him. What he walked on there and talked, one of my friends said, he says, you know, your dad walks his talk, and he's a pretty good talker. And so whatever you heard on stage and whatever he said or wrote in his books, just know that it was 10 times that when you were with him one-on-one, when he was, you know. So I had that head start, that advantage, all the things that you could ask for. But the reality was is that, you know, school was pretty easy for me. You know, I, that was just something that I could do. And because of that, I didn't have to sweat that much. You know, I mean, sometimes I see people who have to work from a diligence and a discipline perspective to get something done. And so I look back in my early days and when I started to work, man, it was just natural and it was easy and I was getting into it. And so what flipped at that event and what I see happening over and over again is, wait a second, you know, Dad had this passion to reach just one more. And so the standard wasn't, hey, did I do a good job in the eyes of the world? That's never the standard. The standard is did I do everything humanly possible to prepare for this moment? Because somebody's life is at stake. And so
absolutely.
That's a whole different way of looking at it. And so, you know, maybe a little bit, and some of that's just youth. You know, when we're young, we might be driven, we might work hard, but we also don't go to bed at night, you know, wondering about that next person we could reach. And as Dad aged, one of the things that I picked up from him was the sense of urgency. There was always just this incredible sense of urgency. Hey, there's more to do and I've got less time to do it and I got to get busy. But there was never a feeling of carrying a weight or of not wanting it. It was like, for him, life was so much fun. You know, every day was an adventure. And it's because he was living life in the spot of his purpose. And so that's what I love doing, is I love digging into what I really enjoy doing and applying that kind of that attitude, that motivation, that inspiration to it.
That's incredible. Hey, I wonder if you could do something for me. So I was on a webinar with you about, oh man, I think it was like middle of January, and you told a golf story that I thought was completely incredible. It was where you and your dad were going to go golfing, but it wasn't about the golf game itself. It was just about spending time with you. Can you kind of run us through that story real quick? I think it's so amazing, the learning moment that was there between you guys.
Yeah, and this has to do with what my main theme of, I mean, the main thing that resonates with me is legacy. It's leaving an intentional legacy. And there are so many things that you can do along those lines. Well, you know, after college and after I played all this golf and traveled and done all this, my golf kept going playing with Dad. And Dad loved to play golf. And so the tradition was, as he would say, hey, you want to play today and or tomorrow or whatever? And of course, he was a smooth talker and maybe the best salesman ever to walk the face of the earth. So he usually convinced me to go. So I would come by his house, pick him up, and because he was right next to the country club, and I would put his golf bag, which was one of those huge golf bags with about 200 clubs in it, and put it in the car. We'd go play, and playing golf takes, you know, 5 hours pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
When you get there, you warm up. Even if you play fast, it's still 5 hours. It's five hours. And Dad and I had, you know, the most amazing relationship. I could have never asked for a better relationship. And I'm like 23, 24 at this time, early married. And I'm driving home. I put the bag, I take it out of the car, I put it in the garage. Dad and I hug goodbye. We always hug goodbye. And I'm about to get in the car, and it was dusk. I mean, I could remember this like it was yesterday. You know, the sun's kind of going down. It's probably a warm, warm summer day in Dallas, but it's about 95 degrees, 94, but it's starting to cool off. Shadows are coming out. And Dad's walking to the door, and he says, wait a second. And he turns around, and he says, son, there's something I got to tell you. And he walks up to me, and he puts his hands on my shoulder, one on each shoulder, and he looks me in the eye. And he says, son, I need to tell you something. I need to apologize. I don't think I've told you enough how much I love you and how proud I am of you. And that moment was just burned into me. And, you know, as good as our relationship was, I didn't think it could get any better. But that just took it to a whole new level. And so now when I tell that story or when I remember that, it's like I'm transported back to that moment. And so here's a father who was intentionally leaving a legacy. He was setting a pattern. And I know at that time in his life, because I remember he was really studying Jewish tradition and he was doing all this research on, you know, the Jewish tradition of fathers blessing their children and specifically their son. And when you look at the positive benefits of that, I mean, the amount of kids going to, you know, prison and all those things, all addiction, everything is way, way less when a father blesses the son. And so really what Dad was doing intentionally was saying, hey, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to let you know now what you mean to me. And of course, what do I want to do at that point? I want to make him proud, right? Besides having this unconditional love that's coming at me, I want to do good by that. So, yeah, that's a story. That's part of legacy.
Man, I've probably heard that story 3 or 4 different times and on different replays, and it's just you're so right, man. You know, every time I hear it, I'm almost kind of picturing, you know, what that looks like with his hands on his shoulders and everything, but it kind of makes me assess myself as a parent. I'm like, man, am I leaving a legacy for my kids? Am I living right by, you know, am I leading by example and living out values that I talk about, living out your values and living your brand? And, you know, when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, man, I kind of need to take a look at my life. I'm like, am I, you know, living that example as well? So thank you for sharing that. That's so amazing. I love that story. So what do you think exactly was your transformation? Like, how did you get to where you are now?
Well, I, there's a couple of transformational points. I told you, like, the first one. Another one happened later on. That is, I never saw myself as a speaker or as a trainer. I was the behind-the-scenes guy. You know, we had Zig Ziglar, we had Chris Dunham and Brian Flanagan. We had a whole team of, you know, some of the best people on stage ever. And I love setting the stage, so to speak. I mean, literally and figuratively. And people kept saying, you know, Tom, you ought to go speak. You ought to go share. You ought to go share. And I'd be like, no, 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 that's not me. Well, the day came when I'm like, yeah, you know, why am I resisting that? I probably should go. And I was really nervous. And so I dug in and I said, well, why am I nervous? Why am I, you know, kind of, you know, holding this off? Why am I trying to avoid this? And that's where an interesting thing happened. I realized that I was fearful or afraid that people were going to compare me to my father on stage.
Oh, wow.
And it's really interesting that I would think that, because not once did Dad ever tell me, hey, you should speak, you should be in sales, you should be a golfer, you should run a business. He never once told me specifically anything that I should do. The only thing he ever told me was, whatever you do do, do it with 100% integrity and 100% effort. And so Dad gave me the freedom to do and become whoever I was meant to become, right?
Yeah,
here I was worried that people were going to compare me on stage to Dad, and yet I'd heard him in the autograph lines. Now, I've watched Dad autograph for 4, 5, and 6 hours at a time. And you can imagine the people who wait an hour in the autograph line for hours. You know, a lot of people want to be speakers. They want to be trainers. And they'll come up and they'll say, Zig, I want to be just like you. And he would look them in the eye and he'd say, oh, that would be a huge mistake. Huge mistake. There's only one Zig Ziglar and I'm it. But there's only one you. And you are the best you in the world. You got to be yourself. So here I am resisting it, because I think people are going to compare me to Zig Ziglar. And yet my own father has told me directly, do whatever you want to do. And whatever you do, don't try and be me. And so I had another transformational kind of belief that said, you know what? I've just got to be the best version of myself possible.
There it is.
You know, I teach and I believe the same philosophy, the same principles and values as Dad. But my style, my personality, my humor, my delivery, it's totally me. I could never pull off Zig Ziglar. And you know what? Nobody else can either. And so the funny thing is, when we try to be somebody else, we don't come across as authentic or transparent. So it doesn't work anyway.
Absolutely.
That was probably about 7 years ago.
Man, that's awesome. You completely nailed it. One of the guys that kind of took me under his wing when I first got started in the beginning of actually being paid as a speaker, because I've always, since 2009, I mean, I was a drill instructor in Air Force basic training, so I was impacting, you know, 40 to 50 young men and women every 8 weeks, putting them through basic training and inspiring and motivating. And but, you know, when I got out of that, in 2013, and became that resilience trainer, you know, I was like, no, maybe I should charge. Maybe I should build a business around it. Cause I mean, I got a skill that I never knew I loved doing, you know? And so his name is Stephen Scoggins. And so Stephen Scoggins, what he told me was, there's three things you have to be. And if you are not these three things, you're going to fail. You have to be authentic, genuine, and transparent, because people can see right through your crap and they know when you're not being authentic. And if you are not genuine and you're an egotistical person, whatever, you're going to fail. People will bury you, and they'll bury you by not believing in anything you say. And so you're going to be speaking to nobody. So be authentic, genuine, and transparent. And that's stuck with me for the past couple of years that I've gone on the road and, you know, and spoken to different places. So I always try to be those three things. Yeah, you absolutely nailed that. Yep.
Yep, that's it. So, amen.
Yeah, so – Life Transformation listeners, we are talking with Tom Ziglar. We're going to live to win today. If you want to ask Tom a question, the number is 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-381-1109. So what do you think was the best part about your transformation? You could pick any one, any moment of your life, but what was the best part? What stands out for you?
Oh, it's just the freedom. You know, Dad had this great quote. He said, anything worth doing is worth doing poorly until you learn to do it well. And that gives you a lot of freedom. And so when you go out and you try something new, as long as you're in the sweet spot, like you just said, of your authenticity, as long as you're there for the people in the room and not yourself, as long as you've prepared as best as you know how, as much as you can, then that's all you can do. And so you go out there and, you know, maybe it rocks or maybe it's just good, or maybe there's some things you could have done better. But the ability to learn and grow from that is so powerful, because you get better every time you do it. And that's what
absolutely
is people will put so much pressure on themselves to be perfect that they really limit their growth, because unless they can be perfect, they don't give it a go. And there's a difference between being prepared and being perfect. Dad,
yes.
Right? And Dad, when I studied him, and I did this little study on biblical character qualities, and I asked myself the question, from God's perspective, what character quality would be the most important or the most valuable? Right? Because we think of all these qualities that we can have. We can have honesty and integrity and discipline and obedience and love and kindness. And so as I was studying that, I found this word, and the word was brokenness. And brokenness is like this ultimate humility. Now, brokenness doesn't mean you're broken. Right? Brokenness just means that you realize that you can't do anything of eternal significance without God's help. And I realized, wait a second, that's Dad. And so here's the number one attribute of a broken person, in the way I've described it, is they never worry. Now, how that I follow with this as a speaker, as somebody who's a coach or a trainer, and you're trying to develop other people, or a mentor, maybe you're an executive and you're mentoring or leading people. This is really, really powerful. You see, Dad realized that he only had two responsibilities. The first was to have a vibrant relationship with God. The second was to speak God's truth in love. And so when he went on stage, And he did a great job and he got standing ovations, he didn't judge it by the number of standing ovations or do the people like it. He wasn't trying to please the people on the front row or the back row or the person who was writing the check. He only judged it on two standards. One, did I have a vibrant relationship with God and prepare like God would want me to? And two, did I speak God's truth in love? And if he could answer those two things, then it was a success. And here's the cool thing. When you share God's truth in love, you have no responsibility for how the person receives it. That's between them
and God.
It's
true, yeah.
And guess what?
Wow.
Most of us are in this life trying to be liked, trying to be popular, trying to be invited back. And so we're always wondering, am I connecting? Am I saying the right thing? Can I change my personality a little bit to come across better? You know, can I put on a mask here? Should I go that direction or not? Well, Dad, he just said, you know what? If it's God's truth, I'm going to share it, and I'm going to share it in love. And guess what? He could say all the politically incorrect things, and nobody got mad, because everybody knew he was there for them and that he loved them.
Wow. Yeah, that really puts things into perspective. That is incredible. I didn't know that. Wow, yeah, straight mic drop, right? Right? I mean, just mic drop. That's incredible. Okay, so we got the best part. What was I think I know the answer to this, but what was the worst part about the transformation?
You know, I don't know if there was that many bad parts about the transformation. It was just having the courage to go out there and do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
Definitely. Once
in your mind, hey, that's what I'm supposed to do, and that's how I'm supposed to do it. And then you prepare, then you got to actually go do it. And so, you know, that mental tape has got to be really, really positive, because there's a lot of things, a lot of reasons, a lot of excuses of how it could go wrong. And one of them is, well, you know, here's a mental excuse that I run into every now and then, but I just got to get out of it. Well, you know what? I'm just not going to prepare 100%, because then the things that don't go right, I can blame it on not preparing and not me.
Right. Yeah.
Right? We like to leave ourselves
Absolutely.
An out. Right. We like to leave ourselves an out. Well, I was tired, or I got in late, or I was sick, or I didn't have time to prepare, or, you know, those are high school kids, or those are business executives.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so we always.
Flight threw me off.
Yeah, but Dad,
yep.
He just showed up and he said, I'm prepared. I'm in God. I've got a great relationship with God. I'm just going to share His truth and love. And Dad was, I mean, he always, always, always prepared. And the two reasons he gave me was, number one, some of the people there will be the first time they've ever heard me. I've got one chance to make a first impression.
Yep.
You know, and if I make the right kind of impression, maybe there's something I will say that will resonate, that they will adopt, that they will implement, that will start to change their life in a positive way. And second, if I'm going to prepare, because maybe I can add some new information relevant to the group I'm talking to, that'll tell somebody in the audience, hey, he prepared for this talk. He's just not mailing them in. And, you know, I asked him one time, I said, Dad, why do you prepare 3 hours for every talk? You've already given this talk over 1,000 times. And those were the two reasons he gave me. First time to make a first impression with some people there. And number two, if I customize it just a little bit, they'll know that I care
yeah.
about that group specifically.
Wow. Yeah, I'm definitely going to take that one with me. As I speak at a couple weeks ago, I was speaking at a sales awards dinner. And tailored kind of what I wanted to say to the theme of, you know, they're at an awards dinner and they're getting awards and, you know, how important the relationships and sales are. And then, you know, I speak at like different, you know, events like schools, or I'm going to Georgia this weekend actually to go to a business expo. So it could be like a small business type event. So, yeah, I can definitely see where you'd have to tailor, you know, everything. I'm definitely going to keep that in my back pocket. That's definitely, I'm going to keep that one. That's really good, handy information to have. That's awesome. So I know, I hear that you've mentioned, you know, God a couple of times, and I know how important it was to Him. How has God played a role in your life?
Well, it's everything. And I'll just tell you how I start my day. I do a thing called the perfect start, and every day is the same way. And I've got a really good friend. He's a mentor of mine. His name is Bob Bodine. And Bob Bodine okay. wrote a book called Two Chairs. And Two Chairs is a really simple principle. And this is how it is. Every morning for at least 5 minutes, I set up two chairs, one for me and one for God. And then I ask
wow.
three questions. God, do you know the circumstances? And of course, He's God, so He does.
Yeah, oh, yeah, He knows it all. Even before we do.
Yeah. Then I ask the second question, God, are you big enough to handle this? Well, yeah, He's God.
Oh, yeah.
And then I ask the third question. What's the plan?
Mm.
And then I listen.
Okay.
And so I start off every day with that practice. Now, it's a muscle, and it's amazing what happens when you go and you just spend some time with your creator and you just listen to what he says. You know what he told me the first 3 weeks I was doing this?
What's that?
He said, "You're sitting in my chair."
Wow.
How many of us try to be God? I mean, he knows every secret in our heart. We don't have to tell him. He already knows it.
That's
He's
amazing.
Here to talk. You know, Bob Bodine says, if there was a 1% chance that tomorrow morning Warren Buffett would spend 5 minutes with you giving undivided attention to you to help you grow your business, you know, would you show up? Yeah, 1%.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? There's a 100% chance that the creator of the universe is already waiting for you. And so that's how I start my day, is I start thinking about, you know, that relationship and what's the plan from God's perspective. Then I have a devotional and I read and I prepare. Then I do my goals for the day. I do a mental model of everything that I do. And then I focus on my one thing and that one thing. So I start off every day in that way. And then I am kind of politically incorrect wherever I speak, because I do bring God into it, just like Dad did. And you know what? When you do it right, people love it.
Yeah. So you look at the circumstances, right, and say, yes, God, what are the circumstances? And then you ask him, are you big enough? And we all know that answer. And then the third one is, say it again.
What's the plan?
What's the plan? Huge.
And then you listen. Then you listen.
Yep.
And then you can say things like, God, I'm not sure about this. What do you think? How should I talk to this person? What should I do next? You know, but you listen.
Yep.
So 80-20 is 80% listening. And that book is called Two Chairs by Bob Bodine.
That's awesome. Two Chairs. That's awesome. I got a pastor friend of mine. His name is Robert Thibodeau. Real, real, real good friend of mine. He lives in Maryland. And he tells me, he's like, if you just quiet enough, you know, if you just do everything you can and quiet everything around you and you focus, you can hear what God is trying to speak into your life. You know, I'm like, what? Like an audible tone? Like, you just know. You know what I mean? Like, he's like my spiritual coach. He's like, you just know. You know, when everything is quiet and you're focusing on God, you're focusing on Jesus, you're focusing on your plan, you know, he's like, it will materialize. Thoughts will start coming. You know, feelings will start coming. Like, huh. He's like, that's God telling you what to do. I'm like, oh. So, like, I'm trying to cultivate that relationship. And he's like, that's how you do it, man. But you just quiet, you know, everything around you and really focus.
Absolutely.
So, that's awesome. Wow. So, besides God, who is your biggest influencer? Who influences you?
Well, who do you think it is?
Who do I think it is?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, besides your father, I mean, maybe it probably is. I would think that it is. I would say maybe, you know, family, because I know, you know, you're huge in the family. That's
right.
That's like your number one. So, yeah, I would say, yeah, if not your father, then definitely your family really influences you and supports you too.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, absolutely. Dad, my family, my team, the people who I listen to and read on a regular basis are Bob Bodine.
Mm-hmm.
He and I are great friends. I've already talked about him. Rabbi
yep.
Daniel Lappin is just a wealth of knowledge and wisdom.
Okay.
So I listen to him on a regular basis. I read Seth Godin every day.
Seth, yep.
We've developed a friendship, although, you know, we probably only connect via email or phone you know, two or three times a year, but he's just dynamite. I love Dave Ramsey and what he's done and stands for.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's really family and inner circle. I've got a mentor named Bruce Barber. He and I have been great friends for years. So you got to have that, you know, you got to have that inner circle of people who, you know, Bob Bodine, he wrote another book called The Power of Who. And he says this one line, a true friend knows the song in your heart and can play it back to you when you've forgotten the words.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we all need a true friend. So those are my influences. I'm constantly reading and studying. So I read a lot of stuff. That's part of my intellectual engineer.
And for those listening, if you've never been on a webinar with Tom, when Howard is there, the chemistry is just, I mean, Howard's got a lot of energy anyways. He doesn't show it sometimes, but when he gets rolling and he gets a passionate moment, like in his speech, it is, you guys got some really great chemistry between you and Howard, definitely.
Absolutely. He's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like him a lot. So do you feel like your transformation is complete, or you still got a lot to learn?
Oh, well, the thing is, anybody who's on this journey, the more you learn, the more you know you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. I think I got it down, you know, I got the speaking, you know, because I struggled with opening, you know what I mean? Like how do I open my meat, you know, the middle part, I got that. I'm good with that. But how do I open? Okay, develop a good opening. Cool. Now I got to develop a close. And I'm like, man. So I learned one thing, and then another thing comes up and says, wow, I suck at that. Okay, let me fix that. It's like plugging holes. I got one hole plugged, another one comes up. You're like, ah, crap. And then I plug that one and another one and another one, and it's like, I'm never going to stop learning because there's always going to be something else that I'm not good at.
And then you see somebody else who rocks something, and you're like, wow, I didn't know you could do that, so you go learn that.
Yep, and you're like, well, back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Got to be fresh. That's
absolutely. True. Yeah. So with that said, where are you headed now? You got any new adventures coming? Businesses, family? What's new on the horizon for you guys?
Well, the main thing that I'm working on, my focus is legacy. And I love the concept of legacy. And I talk a lot now about the journey from survival to stability to success to significance and to legacy. And when we talk about success is having more of the good things that life has to offer. It's a personal thing. Significance is when you help someone else be, do, or have more than they thought possible, right? So success is personal.
Yeah.
Significance is helping someone else. Legacy is when you teach and transfer the knowledge, the wisdom, the principles, the values, and the integrity to the next generation so that it will ripple through time, so that your legacy ripples through time. And I say that legacy is a transference of habit. And so one of the things that I love doing is helping people develop the habits that they can then transfer through legacy. There's a quote that says, you cannot determine your future, but you can determine your habits, and your habits will determine your future. And everywhere I go, people want to leave a legacy. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's Houston, Texas, or Papua New Guinea, or Warsaw, Poland. It doesn't matter. When you say, how many in the room want to leave a legacy, 100% of the hands go up. So what's the plan? How are you going to do it? That's my journey right now.
That's awesome. And Thrive. You got Thrive coming out. Or actually, I think it's already out, right?
Yeah, so we are launching a new thing, and you can find this. You can go to ZieglerFamily.com, and we've got a new family program. And Thrive is the Ziegler family community. And so we are all about supporting families, supporting moms and dads as they lead and develop their family. I mean, we live in a crazy world right now where we're just inundated with text messages and, you know, emails, and we work 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. And how do we impact and influence by example our family? And so we've created an online community that does just that. So very, very excited about that. I'm also, one of the things that I lead is our Ziegler Legacy Certification. And that's where we certify those who want to carry on and teach others the Ziegler principles in personal development, relationship building, setting goals, and legacy. So we have over 220 trainers around the world who are certified to teach our materials. And that is awesome. You know what? Almost half of them are business owners or individuals who their goal isn't to go out and make money doing it. Their goal is to take this information back to their business, back to their community, and give back and to create a culture and to develop the people that they are around all the time. For business owners, it's real simple. Dad had a great quote on this. He said, "You don't build a business, you build people, and people build the business." And very, very powerful, very simple. That's our legacy program. That's what I'm most in tune with. So those are the things that are going on right now. The Thrive, the Ziegler family, that just launched right before I got on with you for this live radio show. I recorded another session of our Ziegler Show podcast. So I love our Ziegler Show podcast at ZieglerShow.com. And we reached hundreds of thousands. I think we've had like 50 million downloads since we started that. So,
wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. that's a lot. I'm looking at I've been doing it for a month, and I'm looking at, the five countries that I'm hitting and, Norway and Sweden, besides the United States, Norway, Sweden, Canada. I'm looking at my 150, all-time listener, 154, I think, all-time listeners, in a month. I'm like, yeah, that's woohoo, milestones, And he's like, yeah, we've had 50 million downloads. Good God. I got a long way to go.
Well, just put it this way. Dad worked on that for 50 years. Podcast has only been going about 8 or 9 years, we've been working on it 50-plus years. So you got some time.
Oh, yeah.
In 49 years, you can compare yourself to that number.
Definitely. What you were saying about, building up the people and everything – one of the things that I had read that he had said one time was specifically about business was that, you can build people or you can build a business, and there's only one way to do it. So you're building your business, but you're building the people up around the business. You don't build the business around people. And I was just like, wow, man, I was thinking about it. You build people up and mold them around what you're doing. And it's inspiring. And like we were talking about, leaving a legacy. And you're, empowering them and you're just pouring into those people. I think that's an amazing way to spend your life. So
right. We had we had Simon Sinek on our podcast, and I think the book was Leaders Eat Last. I think that's the one we were talking about. And he mentioned, he wanted to answer the question, which one is more important? Having the right person in the business or having the right model, the right leadership, the right culture, right? And what he discovered, and this is really, really cool, is that if we can create the right culture with the right leadership, then almost everybody in that business, regardless of their background, has the ability to fit right in and contribute.
Yeah.
So, the reason I get excited about that is that means that one of the greatest things we can do is develop and nurture people. We hold them to high standards, right? We set a clear path and expectations when we support and train and develop. But what a great idea that if we develop people, everything else will follow.
Yeah, absolutely. And that attitude of the culture and the organization will always reflect leadership. It always will. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, nailed it.
When we would go in and do big corporate training programs, sometimes the decision maker, the president or whatever at the company, they'd say, you know, we're about to spend a lot of money with you guys. Have you ever put one of these programs in and it didn't work? And I said, oh, absolutely. Absolutely, that's true. Sometimes it doesn't work. And, of course, they're kind of surprised to get that transparent and truthful answer.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah,
so,
right.
Why doesn't it work? And I said, well, we teach principles and values. You know, this is how we believe. And unfortunately, if leadership is not on the same page, the people aren't going to listen to the training program. They're going to listen to the
very true.
And so you understand what we're coming in with. So I think it's a great fit because that's what you're trying to teach. Some organizations realize, you know, you don't really need our program. It's not going to work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the worst things that anybody can say, especially leadership, is that, well, you know, that's just the way that we've always done it. You know, that's just how we do things. And it's so close-minded, you know, like there's no growth mindset there. It's just, well, this is how we've done it. That's the worst thing that the leader could ever say inside of that organization.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So what do you think was the best resource that you found so far in your journey?
Oh, well, I have to tell you, I love podcasts.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you're talking about a specific person who is, you know, an author or just a general methodology, but I love Automobile University, listening in the car, listening when I'm walking, listening when I'm traveling. And the podcast world just gives so much information out there.
Mm-hmm.
So my dog just walked in the room and he's 15 and he's kind of crazy.
Oh, boy. I have a recommendation for a podcast for you. Can I give you a recommendation?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a guy in the One Life community, and the guy is amazing. He's an amazing human being and hilarious and has so much knowledge. Okay, the guy's name is Christopher Lockhead, and he has a podcast called Legends and Losers, and it is amazing, and he talks about category design and being the authentic you, and he's so raw and so genuine. I think you would love his podcast. He's all over iTunes. There's a Facebook group, you know, that he has, and the guy just selflessly gives back, but his podcasts are hilarious, and he is just a genuine, heartfelt guy. He's passionate about giving back the knowledge that he's learned over the last 30 none of your business years, you know. So, Christopher Lockhead, Legends and Losers, and he talks about living a legendary life. I think you'd love that podcast. That would be my recommendation. Amazing podcast. So
perfect.
Yeah. So who gave you the best? What do you think out of those resources that you have? Who do you think gave you the best resource?
Well, you know, my father, I'm always going to go back to him because he taught
absolutely. I'm waiting for it.
he taught me to love learning. So,
yeah,
he's the one.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's your moment. I give you your moment. Shameless plug. You can plug a friend, a quote, websites, Facebook, products, your favorite movie, favorite food, whatever you want to plug. This is your moment. Shameless plug. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we've already talked about it. I love our Ziglar Show podcast. If you resonate with the Ziglar philosophy, the way we do things – You want to get to know us better. You like having world-class leaders on the show, like Simon Sinek and Dave Ramsey and a whole bunch of other names. We just had John Miller with QBQ on there last week. I mean, it's just fabulous information. And it's kind of hard to pass up. I mean, it's free. It's free.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Zoomershow.com is where you can go. You can also go to iTunes or Stitcher or any other places where you get podcasts. And the reason I believe in that so much is, you know, Dad said this. This is my quote that I took from Dad that I love. What you feed your mind determines your appetite. So the number one lesson.
Oh, and what was it? Attitude determines your altitude, right? Attitude determines your altitude.
Yeah, your attitude, not your aptitude, determines your altitude.
There it is. Yep. Those two are amazing.
So the quote that I took from all of this learning is this quote: what you feed your mind determines your appetite. That's what Dad told me. He said, look, what you put into your brain, what you choose to listen to, who you associate with, all those things, that's going to determine where you're going to go in life. It's going to determine what you want. And so anytime that I can, you know, make a sale to convince somebody to put the right information in, the first step is the hardest one a lot of times. So once you start changing your thinking, when that starts the transformation, your input determines your outlook determines your output, and your output determines your outcome. So
yes, that is incredible. So much truth, like it's undeniable. You know what I mean? Like it's just so profound. You know, just when you think about that, you know, like your outcome. You know, it's just like, I mean, what you feed yourself. You know, there's so much reality TV, and there's so much stuff on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of it, but just so much out there, you know, and we're constantly inundated with these little pop-ups on Facebook and different websites and these little, you know, all these little games that people play, and there's just so much knowledge. You can Google anything you want, you know, and so choose wisely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So as we wrap up, and you've done this throughout the show, so as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action?
Well, I'll say two things.
Okay.
The first one is I teach a program called Live to Win, and it's based on this cornerstone quote: the fastest way to success is to replace a bad habit with a good habit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's pretty simple. I was speaking last Saturday, big group, like 3,000 people. And at the end of my presentation, I have this picture of my father and myself. And at the time of the picture, Dad was about 85 years old, and he's got some physical challenges, and we're walking away from the camera and we're holding hands, and it's just an ISO on myself and my dad walking away from the camera holding hands. And this is a picture of legacy. This is what everybody in the room wants, right? I mean, if we could be so lucky to live so long to have a picture like that with our father, with our mother. Okay, so after we're done, and I'm painting the picture of legacy, and what are we going to do today to create that in our future? Because, you know, when Dad, he lost his father when he was 5 years old, so he didn't have a role model. He didn't have somebody teach him how to hold hands. He had to go and make that decision. He made a decision later in his life to be the best father and the best husband that he could be. And once he made that decision, he asked himself, well, how am I going to become that? And he became that by reading literally hundreds of books on parenting and being the right kind of spouse or husband, and reading thousands of hours of God's word. And so his life was a fruit of everything that he put into his mind. So here is what happened on Saturday. somebody comes up to me after the event, and they were there with their father. And so this person was in their in their 40s or 50s, and I would guess their father was like in their 70s. And they said, "Tom, when we saw that picture of you and your dad," the guy says, "my dad reached over and grabbed my hand."
Oh, wow. Wow.
Isn't that what it's supposed to be about? And then I got an email yesterday, another guy at the event. He says, "Look at the email my son sent me." So this guy's son is like 27 or 8. And the email said, "Dad, I want to take a picture with me and you and Grandpa holding hands. And then I want a picture of me."
Oh, wow. Jeez.
And so we all
want that is leaving a legacy, man.
We all want a legacy. And so what I'm, you know, what I'm dedicated to, Dad said this, never give a promise without a plan. And so that's what I'm dedicated to, is giving people a plan that you can do every day to create a legacy. That's what I love. That's why we have a legacy certification. That's why I do legacy coaching. That's why I'm writing a book on legacy. But the reality is we're all going to leave a legacy. The question is, what kind of legacy are we going to leave?
There it is. Yep. Incredible. That's a great story, man. That's just powerful. I mean, you look back and you know, the picture at the time probably meant, you know, okay, cool, got it. And years later, you know, it's impacted. Just a simple photo has impacted people in a way so emotionally. That is, man, that is amazing. There's a guy, he's a good friend of mine, speaker, John Vroman. John Vroman has the Front Row Foundation, where he takes terminally ill cancer patients and brings them to a front row experience. And his keynote is basically being a moment maker. And are you living life in the front row or checked out in the back? What are you doing to be a moment maker in your life and bringing people to live in life's front row? And who is in your front row cheering you on? And so when I just instantly was thinking about that keynote, that foundation that he has, and when you were talking about the photo and how it's impacted people, you were a moment maker, not even knowing it. You were a moment maker that inspired people through a photo. Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow, that is incredible. So give me a call to action. What would you tell someone to do today? Whether it be join your course or a book or maybe set some goals, like, give me your call to action.
Well, I would go to Ziegler.com and go to Ziegler.com. That's our website. And this is going to be hard, I know, but we give away stuff there. So get our free giveaways.
Yep.
And you're going to get some nice gifts, some downloads. You're going to get some Zig. And then we do some free webinars as well. Live to Win. Check out our Ziegler Legacy Certification. But the main thing that you want to do is you want to decide what legacy you want to leave, and then you want to take action on that every single day. And that's what we do. Is we equip you with the resources, we provide the support, the community, everything to help you leave the legacy that you want to leave.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've been on the webinars and didn't work out last year. I was, you know, doing some military stuff, but I think this year I think I'm gonna pull the trigger on it and take the legacy course. I'd love to come down to Texas, and that's on my list. My top three goals is to talk on the TED stage, arena speech, and legacy course. So that's my top three that I'm working towards. So you'll see me. In the next year or two, you'll see me. I guarantee you, you'll see me. So,
well,
do you have any last words?
I love helping people.
That'd be great, man. Meet you in person and all that, man. That'd be really great. So do you have any last words as we close?
Oh, I tell you what, I mean, we've had such a great conversation. The one-liners, the quotes and everything. If I was gonna finish with anything, it's this: legacy is a transference of habits.
Absolutely.
So what habits are you working on today that are going to create the legacy that will ripple through eternity?
Mic drop. I love that. Ended on that. That is amazing. Tom, I want to sincerely thank you for your time. I know you are extremely busy. You've got a lot going on. You're impacting millions, and you've impacted me just, you know, being on the email list and emailing back and forth, especially late last year. We were kind of emailing some of the ones that you'd send out, and I was on webinars, and I was learning more and more and more about what you guys are doing. And when I started the show, I was like, I have got to get Tom on here, because I know just in the short time that we've emailed and whatnot, you have had a profound impact on my life and have been my internal motivation to really impact people the way that you guys are impacting people while being my own authentic self. So I want to sincerely thank you from the bottom of my heart for your time, for everything that you guys are doing. You guys rock, man. I can't say enough awesome things about you guys, man. You guys are awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean. Thank you.
All right. Life Transformation listeners, this is another episode of Life Transformation Radio, where the transformations are at the forefront and are why our goal. We have a saying over here, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold dear to your heart. Live your brand. And like Tom said, you leave a legacy with every person you meet. You leave a legacy. This has been another episode of Life Transformation Radio. Have a great night.